Good morning to everyone, to our participants and dear guests. It is an honor for me to welcome you in the 7th Balkan Symposium of Archaeometry in Athens, in Greece, the country with a unique Asian civilization and the contemporary beauty and culture. My name, as you said, is Angela Gerekou. I was an ex-tourism and culture deputy minister in Greece, and now I am the president of Greek National Tourism Organization. But always I will be an architect and an artist as well. So that's why I'm extremely happy to announce today this unique symposium of archaeometry that is organized from the University of West Attica and the network of Perebian Greece. Congratulations to all of you. Allow me to say a few words, few thoughts and few information. GNTO is responsible for Greece's promotion and advertising campaigns, different kinds of actions aimed at developing both domestic and inbound tourism, mainly through its regional offices in Greece and all over the world. Our strategy showcases the different methods and trending methodologies of preserving, spreading, and improving culture and architectural heritage for the following decades. It focuses also on addressing the existing tensions in the assessment of culture meanings and values to better understand tourism in the context of and in relation to preservation and sustainable development of cultural diversity and heritage resources. Of course, archaeometry is a science at the service of human history and art in general. It is the tool that reveals the secrets of the history. So I strongly believe that developing innovative and non-invasive techniques is a very important issue for everyone here that is attending today this symposium. The major archaeometrical contributions in cultural heritage and archaeology in general and the policies that could develop archaeometrical data into sustainable states of local, regional, and national economic development is making our culture products stronger for the travel industry as well. The United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization conventions for the documentation and protection of cultural heritage via new technologies and archaeometry are reviewed and connected to development strategies and sustainable development goals. That's why I would like to emphasize here another point of view of archaeometry, the role in cultural heritage sustainability and development. The triptych of archaeometry, added value, and sustainability must be approached. So, for example, your archaeological and geomythological can be used to restruct and create a new environment, an Asian environment, and create historical, for example, parks that could be a very, very interesting and attractive issue for a specific area of tourism, thematic tourism as well, historical tourism. Moreover, these new techniques bring archaeology much closer to public awareness. It's very important for us, to everyone, I think, to connect again the essence to the contemporary way of life in a more sustainable way through the lens of archaeometry. Culture has a vital role to play in making the tourist product more competitive, more attractive. Sustainable development is a balance between society, environment, and the economy, whom archaeometry can play a significant yet neglected role for the field of tourism and generally, I must say. So although a culture bridge needs to be formed between the local culture and the culture of the tourism. So with these few words, I invite you all to make this bridge more innovative and stronger than before. To conclude, I must say that conference tourism in Greece is a very, very important factor in our travel industry. Of course, this year, because of the pandemic, has suffered major losses, all Greek tourism, all tourism in general. In GNTO, although we are making all the efforts to regain this loss, first with safety first, of course, but let's hope, and we hope, and we work for this, that 2021 will be a better year for everyone and for the Greek tourism as well. So we shall be waiting for you to visit Greece and experience the most beautiful vacation the next year. So congratulations again for this so important symposium you have here in Greece, in digital way. Let's hope the next one will be this in place in Greece. Thank you, and I wish the biggest success to your symposium as well. Thank you so much.